I know I set the record for most points scored, and I might have the permanent record.
I would think that would be. American Pharoah got you 1,340 of your 1,341 points.
Oh, my gosh. All it takes is one, people.
Who had advice on racing and they wanted to share it? Started a website where players go to see all their picks. The goal was make the fans some money and to cut down the risk. They put the plan into motion and at first it seemed silly. Make a website where the expert picks are freer than Willie. From a racetrack better into just a beginner. There's one place that you want to go to find you a winner. As a matter of fact, I want to hit the exacta. There's only one site that you'll keep coming back to. So next time that the horses all line up at the post, make sure you use the website that'll win you the most. Whether Churchill, Oakland, Gulfstream Park, Saratoga, and all tracks in between, there's only one site to go to. When it comes to your racing needs and all of your bets, plus it's got a catchy name that no one ever forgets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets. RacingDudes.com for all of your needs. RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com, as good as it gets.
What is up? I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Haltman. This is Blinkers Off. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's a big podcast for us today.
It is, and the reason we're not in person, we don't have anything going on, but we have to separate ourselves here. This is too important to be together.
Yeah, we didn't want to eat any or each other cheating off of our notes here as we do the fantasy draft, the third annual Racing Dudes Triple Crown Fantasy Draft. Hey, I didn't want you to even look at me while I'm trying to draft my horses. So we have to separate.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we've done it over the phone every year, so might as well make that the tradition as well. I've got all my notes. I've got several windows open on my computer. So yeah, this would not work. Would not work in person, clearly.
No, clearly not. When you're using a computer, wow, I've just got a piece of notebook paper. So that's the difference between you and I.
You're old school and I'm new school, so that's the difference.
That's right. That's right.
What was the best thing you saw today?
Best thing I saw today, actually, I just got back from it. Went over and watched the alma mater play basketball, and we got a victory, so... I'm just like 10 minutes removed from being over at the gym. So that was the best thing I saw today.
So it took literally almost the entire day before you saw the best thing you saw today.
Well, you know, maybe I saw a ton of great things, but this was just the best, you know?
I got you. Best thing I saw today, I'd say would just be today's a big day for another reason. Today's my birthday, and it's a big one. So the best thing I saw today was, the fact that I was able to get out of bed and really not ache too much, and I didn't see a lot of gray hair because I am 30 today. So that was the best thing I saw today, the fact that I still feel young.
That's great, and yeah, I wish you a happy birthday, and I know a lot of people did, and yeah, I hope you had a good day. I'm not going to sing to you, but... I hope you retreated well all day today.
Oh, I was. I was just spoiled to death all day.
Well, I'll listen to you.
You know that's not true.
No.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you on your fantasy. We didn't mention this last week. I think we were too nervous to talk about it. Our fantasy playoff victory. You and I played in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and... The Katy Perry's defeated D's Nuts.
two of the better team names, I think, in our fantasy league. The Katy Perry's and D's Nuts.
Yeah, I agree. And there's so many fun things you can do with my team name. So, I got to thank Doug Baldwin for going off like crazy. And... really, you can add in Odell Beckham, which, of course, he goes off almost every week, but he went especially off this week. So thank those guys for ruining my fantasy run.
Yeah, Odell and Cam and Drew Brees have kind of carried me all year. So thanks to those guys. And a little backstory for everybody. Tell everybody what your team name was to begin with, what your record was with that team name, and then what it was once you changed your team name.
Oh, man. let's see. I think my record My original team name was American Pharaoh, the American Pharaohs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, I didn't want to jinx the horse, and it didn't, because I named it before the Breeders' Cup, obviously, and didn't want to jinx the horse. It didn't. But it did jinx my team name, or my team itself, and our losses got really heavy. And we weren't performing like an American Pharaoh, so I thought, I finally put it into it. I think at one, we were maybe 2-8 or 2-7 or something stupid. And I put it into it. I put it D's nuts, and we went on a winning tear and made the playoffs. So, you know, I'm sorry to put American Pharaoh, the name, even close to what my team was back then. But D's nuts really, really fit my team perfectly.
Yeah, they certainly do. And your just overall personality. But yeah, you were more like Mr. Z during that stretch than American Pharaoh. But I'm glad you got it back, rounded into form.
Yep, and good luck to you this week. Hopefully you make it to the finals. One more week, you make it to the finals, and get that big stack of cash that I know you got your eye on.
Yeah, I've already got it spent. So I appreciate the well wishes, though. Yeah, hopefully so.
All right, let's get to it. We're putting it off. I know you're probably doing your final tallies here, trying to figure out who you're going to pick. Today's show, we conduct the third annual Dudes Triple Crown Fantasy Draft for the upcoming 2016 Triple Crown Racing season. Let's go. Third annual Dudes Triple Crown Fantasy Draft. About ready to start. 5 rounds. Snake draft, we each do it. We'll go over the rules in a second, but Alterman, you keep tally on all the scores, and you have the archives, so to speak, in your little book there. 2015 recap, let people know what happened.
Well, first of all, let's start with 2014. Let's not forget about the first Deuce draft that we had.
I've raced that year, so I don't remember.
And the only reason I'm mentioning it is for my fans out there that root for me.
All three of them.
Now that they play close attention to this, I squeaked out a 41-39 win in the 2014 contest, I guess I should say. Fast forward to 2015 last year, Jared wins 1,341-78.
Oh man, that sounds so good when you say it. I'm pretty sure I set a record. I know I set the record for most points scored, and I might have the permanent record.
I would think that would be. American Pharaoh got you 1,340 of your 1,341 points.
Oh my gosh! So, all it takes is one, people.
That's right. Now Ocho got you 16. El Kabir got you 25, but you had 2 claims that were minus 40. Now, we'll get into the scoring here in just a second. I'm just recapping what happened. So that gave you a total of 1,341. Just a quick rundown. Also, you had Texas Red 0, Kozan 0.
Nice.
And then my team, which is meaningless, but I'll run it down just for my fans at home. Mr. Z with 36, Ocean Knight with 1, Dortmund with 90. This one will make you laugh. The Gomper with 1 and Carpe Diem with 50 for a total of 178. So that was the rundown of 2015.
Yeah. Kozan was 1. I remember, I think we did the claiming. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We did the claiming. It was around March. I picked up Kozan because he looked like he was a beast, you know, and really could make a tear, at least in the coming up. And literally, like, the next day, he's out for the year. And so
that was a fun
claim. I really screwed it up, but really, besides American Pharaoh. He was my number one pick. And to that, I have a little special recording. I went through the archives, found the last year's podcast. I wanted to play the moment he joined my team.
Okay, let's hear it.
I know how it sounds, but I've got to do it because I think once he comes back, I'll be getting locked up points. And I think I'll be getting potentially a Derby winner. So I'm going to take American Pharaoh as my number one pick.
Well, there you go. You've taken the horse 2 straight years, your number one pick that's not going to run in Triple Crown races. So I think it's a great pick.
coming back in March, so you definitely have the fear that the reason they're taking that long is there's an issue. So, but I managed to get through it last year, and I think worst case scenario doesn't run, and I did that last year. So, I'll take American Pharoah.
There you go. And just for reference, it was shared belief the year before I took. Of course that worked out well. So I think that's my point was, well, can't get any worse than what it was last year. So, that was my idea. And then, it's so crazy to listen to that and say, well, I'm thinking maybe I can get a Derby out of them. That'd be great. And just always coming in March, it's like this, the era, like the, before AP.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, it's funny to hear myself say that, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, a horse doesn't make the Triple Crown when he comes off an injury and starts in March. But this was not any normal horse.
Right. And any time that happens this year, you'd be back in the exact same boat you normally believe it would be. But that last year is just a lucky year. That's all it was.
Well, you deserve a lot of credit for going back to him, because you picked Shared Belief, who was obviously the best horse in that crop, and got burned because he was injured, but you went back to it, so that was good. And, I remember, first of the year, I was obviously sold on American Pharoah's talent, but I still didn't think he'd make the Derby. And actually it was in a hotel room. We were watching replays with Kelby Von Hemel, and he was just like, wow, I've never seen a horse move like this. And that was the moment I thought, it doesn't matter. For Kelby to say that, because he hates every horse ever in the history of the world, it's not in his barn, for him to say it, I knew that the horse was something special. And ended up, putting him number one on all the Derby rankings, even when he hadn't started. But yeah, at this time of the draft, I definitely thought you'd made a mistake, but obviously you did not.
Well, what's really funny about it is it was starting to get kind of scary, because of course you had Dortmund, and so we had this battle not only on the track, who's better, Dortmund, or American Pharoah, but also between our teams. And I am sitting, my best horse is Ocho 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 or whatever, because I didn't get El Kabir until we did the waiver. And so I didn't have anybody. And so my score is just sitting there at nothing. And your team just keeps getting scores because you've got Mr. Z at least getting you points. And then you also have Dortmund, who's doing well. And so, by the time that American Pharoah hit the track, I was worried. And then after the day, I was like, okay, all I need is him,
Yeah. But yeah, it was like a big margin to zero. You had zero when he finally ran. But yeah, I think we all knew after the Rebel that it wasn't going to matter. You were going to win as long as he stayed healthy,
Yeah.
So, which he obviously did. So yeah.
All right. So that's a recap. Give the people that maybe are listening to this that did not listen last year, or people that did and need to remember, and maybe me as well, because I'll be honest, I don't listen to you very well. Let's go to the rules.
Okay, so the rules are like this. For all the Triple Crown prep races, now these are the races listed as Kentucky Derby prep races that you get points for. You get 20 points for a win, 10 points for second, 5 points for third, and then 1 point for starting in a Triple Crown prep race. You don't have to finish fourth. Just as long as you're in it, you get a point. So that's the breakdown there. And that these are Triple Crown or Kentucky Derby prep races in the year 2016. So the Los Alamitos Futurity will not count as far as points go. So, and then once you get to the Triple Crown races, which is obviously the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, 100 points for a win, 50 points for second, 20 points for third, and 10 points if you make the starting gate for any of those races. Now, you might be wondering, how did American Pharoah and Jared get 1,341 points? 1,000 point bonus if you draft a horse that wins the Triple Crown. So there's that.
honestly, that number very well could have been a million, or, you know, we didn't care. We just said,
right,
it's never going to happen, but let's just put it in there in case it does, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I made it as a complete joke, thinking that'll never happen, and guess what? It happened. Now, the new rule we instigated last year, and we're going to keep it for this year because it worked out. I guess it didn't, you know, you claimed somebody off waivers and got some points. So, I mean, it worked out okay for you. I mean, not that it mattered. But the first Thursday in March, and that is going to be, let me look up the date. That'll be the 3rd. Thursday, March the 3rd, you can drop a horse and add another horse into your stable. That maybe there's a hot horse like El Kabir and you from last year and you added him. You can do that, but there will be a 20-point penalty for every horse that you swap. So even if you wanted to get 5 new horses completely, it costs you 100 points, but you could do that.
Right. So I can get the whole crew changed if I wanted to. It's just the same as last year, right?
Exactly. Same as last year. Each horse that you drop, it'll be a 20-point penalty. But you can, you know, you can swap horses.
But to tell you, it's tough because you have to make that very important because, you know, you've got to, you know, that's a big hole. If you get, you know, last year I had 2 horses, well, that's a 40 point hole that I, you know, thank goodness we allowed negative points because that's the only way I could do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't have to, like, spend points. You can go into the negative. Yeah, that's no problem. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't have a Triple Crown winner on your team, if you make 2 claims, 40 points could be the difference, you know. I don't think every year is going to be like last year.
No. This year, you know, it's only the 3rd year we've done this, but this will be the toughest easily that we've ever done. I mean, this is this draft is, I don't really necessarily view this as us having rounds, you know, whereas, like, you've got to take, you know, last year, you know, we knew American Pharoah, Dortmund, horses like that would be towards the top. The year before, even though Shared Belief, you know, had the injury issues, you know, we knew Shared Belief was a horse. This year, it's kind of up for grabs. A horse that you think you kind of, you know, maybe people don't know, but you want on the team, just take it first round and, you know, and take a known horse 5th. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really have no fear of like, okay, you have the number 1 pick. I have no fear that you're going to take anybody. I mean, whoever you take, it's going to be like, well, okay, no big deal. I'll be really honest with you. I think this will be the hardest draft we ever do. And my reasoning for that is I think the Curse of Apollo has the best chance ever to be broken this year. I don't think I have seen a Derby winner yet.
Yeah, that's what's tough is I kind of tried to, when I was doing through research, I was trying to find horses that might be that way, but it's hard to find a horse that literally has not started yet, you know?
You can't. You can't find them.
It's almost impossible. So I think we'll both be using those waivers, you know, pretty much for sure, because there will be that horse that we've not seen yet, or maybe we have, but we haven't seen a lot of yet, that will start to, you know, take form when we need them. And definitely some horses that we'll have that may not even start in 2016. Could be a possibility.
Yeah, that's a very good possibility.
So the way we did this, and it's actually worked out perfect. Last year, we made a rule where if you win, the following year, you get the number 1 overall pick. Well, I had the number 1 pick the first year. You won that year, so you had the number 1 pick last year. Now I won, and it's mine. So we've switched back and forth anyway, so it worked out.
Yeah, here you go. I mean, congratulations. You get the number 1 pick this year. Good luck.
Yeah.
It's like if you really, really need a quarterback and you're in the NFL and you get the draft after Andrew Luck gets picked, you know, like it's the next draft where there's no quarterback in the draft.
Exactly. As a Chiefs fan, I know that all too well.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that's a very good point.
We get guys like, you know, Fisher, that, you know, for offensive linemen who's really never panned out to be great. The Colts get Andrew Luck. So that's usually how it goes. Okay, so without further ado, I guess it's I'm on the clock? Is that how I always do it?
You are on the clock, my friend. You are on the clock.
Oh, gosh. You know, I've gone through this list all day, and I've added added ones, deleted ones, and watched replays. And I mean, I've really, really worked on this, and it's so tough. It's almost becomes a game. If I know a few that I think you might want, and how early do I pull the trigger on that horse? I've decided, my gut says to take this horse, and you may be surprised here, and we'll see really soon. A horse that I believe will probably run at Oaklawn this year, but probably won't be stabled at Oaklawn. I know that might surprise you, Halterman. I'm going with the number one pick out of the Bob Baffert barn, More Spirit.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. We were talking before the show. We're like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't have a clue who we're going to take number one. Guess who I was going to take with the number one pick? And I thought 100% he'd be there. More Spirit.
Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, man, that makes it feel good. Although, I did open up a horse that I know you wanted as well. But, yeah, you know, with More Spirit, I feel like that race, the Jockey Club Stakes, was a great race to finish second to a Air Force who clearly loved that track. And it was a good second. And the race prior to that at Santa Anita, the horse looked like an absolute freak. Gary Stevens riding. I think this is Bob Baffert's Derby horse, per se. You know, this is his Dortmund this year, because he has some, but they might be sprinters, or maybe the way it works out, that will tune into sprinting. So I think More Spirit is a horse we'll see on the trail the most. And, you know, it seems like with Nyquist kind of taking over California, and we know how Bob Baffert likes to ship, we saw it last year, clearly, he might be a horse that runs at Oaklawn, and that'd be cool, too. So, More Spirit.
Well, okay, I go to plan B immediately.
Wow. So. Now, how does he respond, folks? How does he respond?
Well, first of all, I have it pulled up here. You know, everybody knows that the Kentucky Derby Future Pool, number one, it's closed. But I'm actually on a sportsbook site that's probably illegal. But they've got current, yeah, I know, laugh it up. They've got current odds on Kentucky Derby contenders. More Spirit is 12-1 currently, which is his second choice. So
wow,
I'll read those odds off as we draft, just so everybody kind of gets a feel for this. And now I'm doing what you did, kind of rambling and delaying who I'm going to pick here.
Yeah.
I can wait no longer. I'm going to go with Brody's Cause as my first pick. Reason being, I like the pedigree. I think two turns going to be just fine for Brody's Cause. I like Dale Romans, as far as I think he will get this horse to the Derby, and I also think this horse will run in a lot of prep races. So I think that's very good and very important. I don't know how confident I am in him actually winning the Kentucky Derby, but I think he's going to be solid. He's going to be a point getter. So Brody's Cause for me, he's currently 20-1.
Well,
on the sports book here.
I tell you what, I like that pick. I had that horse on my list, you know, my list of who I would take if I needed to. I like you picking that horse for a few reasons. One, that's a horse you were on really, really early this year. So that'd be cool to see that horse do well. And I mean, you were on this horse a long time ago. And I'm kind of with you. I think the breeding's good. And I do think that with Romans, you at least, you know, you feel like you can get him, he can get you there. And the thing about Brody is he's been running well. You know, we have a lot of these two-year-olds besides Nyquist that have really been up and down. And Brody's Cause and big stakes races has been pretty much consistent, you know. And so that's a big thing going into three-year-old year. So I don't mind that pick.
Well, I mean, he's not exciting, that's for sure. But
who
we'll
is?
See. Yeah, well, that's true. That's definitely true.
All right, snake draft. So you got the number one pick in round two. Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with the horse that I admit I don't think he has any shot to win the Kentucky Derby. But I think he's going to dominate the prep races. And that's going to be worth something here in a bunch of horses that, you know, I really can't find a horse that I can be confident in Triple Crown races. You know, maybe they can dominate the prep races. I went with Nyquist as my second pick. Like I said, I do think he's going to have a really nice success in California. He likes Santa Anita, and hey, no horse has beat him yet. So 15-1 is his odds right now to win the Kentucky Derby. I would not bet him right now 15-1 to win that, but I think he can win some preps. So Nyquist for me.
Man, okay. I mean, I didn't know if you really liked him, so I was hoping I could grab him late because I agree with your logic. He's going to clean up. I mean, he's going to be your Dortmund this year. You know, he's going to clean up those California races because I don't think a lot of will want to touch him. So I think the more I think about it, he's exactly Dortmund. So, yeah, good pick. So that dang, I was hoping to get him. Okay. All right. Now I'm on the plan B. I'm going to go with one. I had a couple on my list here that I wanted to make sure I tried to get at all possibility. And I actually, oh man, can I keep talking for a little bit longer just to see if I can stomp this out?
You got 2 seconds.
Okay. I'm going with one that I don't necessarily believe, I don't know, might not win. I don't think the Derby, but I think will dominate more on the other side of the country. And that is a horse that looks and kind of acts and all around maybe Frosted's twin brother, and that is Mohayman.
Yeah, I like that pick. That would have been my next one.
You know, obviously Trey McLaughlin and Shadwell, it's like you look at him, the horse, it looks like Frosted. Horse is undefeated, you know, two stakes wins in a row here, and just seems to do it, and honestly seems to be a little more impressive than Frosted did at this age and this stage of his, you know, career. So, you know, is he peaking a little too early? We'll see. But I just think with McLaughlin as well, a trainer that I really like, he'll do everything he can to get that horse on the trail and to the Derby.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm with you on that. He is currently the favorite at the odds I'm looking at.
Wow.
6-1 right now. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's a good pick. That's who I would have picked next. I'm kind of with you. I'm not sold on him yet, but I do like what I see so far. So, all right, now you get to go again. Congratulations. You get to try to think of another one here.
This is, that second one is almost, you kind of hate it because you're like, oh, I'm not ready because I had to struggle to pick the first one. So
that's right, yeah.
man, you could go a couple different places here, and now we're getting, I mean, you know it's getting bad when you get to the third and fourth and fifth rounds. You know, I have one. I'll just do it, okay, because I think at this point it's a steal, and if we wait any longer, I know you're going to take him in one of these next two. So I'm going to go with our old local favorite, Dwayne Lucas, Zyatt Stables, Z Royal.
Wow, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked you picked him.
Well, you know, to be honest, I felt like it was, that he was going to keep, you know, like, I honestly thought you might, because, I mean, to be clear, you took Tylertown 5 in the first round, 2014. You took Mr. Z last year, so I thought, well, he's taking Z Royal this year. Well, I know he is. It's going to be early, too, because, I mean, if you like Mr. Z, you like Z Royal. But you didn't, and now we're here in round 3, and now I don't get another pick till round 4. So I feel like it was too risky. It's a horse that I want on my team for a couple reasons, I think, because we're going to see him a lot at Oaklawn. We're going to be there. And, you know, it's our mm-hmm. it's our boys, Zyatt Stables and Dwayne. And, hey, it's out of Escondrea. So all around, you know, the horse literally has won one race. So it was a maiden special weight and did it awesomely. But, you know, this horse may not ever win a stakes race. You know, you don't know.
I think it's interesting. I was not going to pick him. I was not going to take him. I was not going to take a Lucas horse this year. I've been burned too many times. So
maybe that's what it's needed for me to take it.
Maybe. And I hope, you know, here's the thing I like about this horse. He hasn't raced a lot, you know, just two races. And I feel like, you know, sometimes that's good for a Lucas horse. You know, he's going to run him 3 or 4 times. He could get to the Derby with like 5 or 6 races under his belt instead of 15.
Didn't Mr. Z have about 10 races under his belt at this point?
Yeah, in like 2015, he had 10 races. That's not even counting 2014. I mean, seriously, though, this horse could peak at the right time. Now, we don't know what he is. He's just a maiden winner. So, but I, you know what? I wasn't going to pick him, but I don't mind that pick. I think this horse is pretty decent.
I think the upside is there. Yeah, I mean, this could very well be a horse come March that I'm swapping out for someone else. We'll see, but this is more of a homer pick for me after two ones that I really like. So, all right, you get two in a row now. So this is where it gets dicey.
Well, and I have three horses that I really want, and all it is for me now is trying to pick the right two right here to where I still get that fifth one. In the last round. So the first one I'm going with is Conquest Big E. I'm going to pick him. This is a horse that has made he really looks good. Cross off the juvenile, a Breeders' Cup juvenile race where he looks terrible. But other than that, he's really looked solid. So I'm going to give him a shot for Mark Cassie. Big, nice gray horse out of Tappet. 50-1 is what he's listed at right now. Oh, and by the way, Z Royal is listed at 125-1. I forgot to mention.
Hey,
that one. So,
put your money in, folks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's Jared's signing off on it there. 125-1 on Z Royal. So I took Conquest Big E. I've got two horses I really want, and it's going to be tough here to choose which one. But I think I'm going to take. And this may be my, homer pick of this thing. I'm going with our buddy Donnie K. Von Hemel. Synchrony for me. This horse is 2-for-2. Has looked great. Is bred great. Got a great trainer. Great owners. No doubt that this is the best two-year-old in his barn. Right now, 75-1 listed here on the sports book. But Synchrony for me. I've heard too many good things about the horse, and I can't pass him up. I got to take him now. I cannot risk not getting him.
What is that now? Let's see. 1, 2. Mohey Man's Tappet, I think. What is that? Mm-hmm. That's 3. Is Brody's Cause Tappet?
No, Brody's Cause is not. So that's 3. That would be 3 Tappet Colts. Yeah.
3. Yeah. Not bad to be Tappet sire right now.
No. Very kind of a hot sire. Yeah.
No, I like it. Obviously, I'm glad you did because I'm glad one of us has him. We'll see. It's interesting. Is now we've got definitely Z Royal. We know we'll be running at Oaklawn. Synchrony will be running at Oaklawn. And like I said, my pick with More Spirit, I kind of think he might run at Oaklawn. Very good possibility. We know how Bob Baffert is and maybe wanting to avoid Nyquist. So there's a chance that we'll have several running against each other at Oaklawn, which would be awesome.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you kind of look at this and, Conquest Big E could run there too because Cassie's going to run a lot of horses at Oaklawn and that he could fit. So, yeah, we could be running against each other a lot, and that's going to make it fun, and plus we'll be there, in person. So that could make it a lot of fun.
All right, now I've got a problem here because the horses I wanted most, I have bolded, and I'm out of bolded horses.
This could be bad.
So now we're getting into kind of the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, here. This is rough. I've got a, neither one of us has taken, a horse that, or at least the trainer, I should say, of one of the best trainers out there. And, I think that's what I'm going to do right now. There's two that ran the exact same day for Todd Pletcher. And I'm going to take the one I thought might have the highest, potential here. I'm going to go with Zulu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Trust me, I agree. It's a dicey play.
Well, go ahead. Explain.
Zulu is out of, like I said, Todd Pletcher. And then, of course, you've got Stone Street that owns this horse. And the thing about it is they spent like $900,000 on this horse at auction. So to me, obviously, very high hopes. Out of Bernardini, the horse has really done nothing wrong. Is the first race, only first and only race, I should say, really showed a lot of a lot of battle, I thought, you know, really ran, went up to the lead and drew away, you know, and it was at 6 furlongs on the dirt. And I feel like the horse obviously will get better. And you know, you got the connections of John Velasquez and Pletcher and Stone Street. And I love, you know, can't go wrong with those connections. So it's more of a, I need a Todd Pletcher on my team just because I know he runs and dominates the 2 and early 3-year-olds. So I think this might be one of them.
I don't think that's a bad pick. I've obviously watched that race and I was pretty impressed. Could be a horse that maybe could do what Materiality did and kind of, you know, win those races out in Florida. That's not a terrible pick. I think it's a little bit of a risk because it's Pletcher and so many of them are off the trail soon, but hey, in this game, you know, this year, you got to take risks. So I like that.
Yeah. You know, I'm not, like I said, you probably tell I'm not extremely pumped for that one, but you know, it is Todd Pletcher and he burnt the hell out of me last year, but
yeah.
And you know, we could have one that comes up that we haven't seen, like you say, you know, he's got them all over the place, you know. I even went as far as I just scoured all of Todd Pletcher's workouts lately with 2-year-olds and unraced 2-year-olds, and I tried to do my best, and it's the really, it became way too hard, to be honest with you. And I thought Zulu's one that I was impressed with. I know a lot of people were impressed with one start, maybe under the radar, so I'll go. Okay, so I'm on my last pick. This is round 5, beginning of round 5. We each got one pick left. Let's see. I've got a few more horses on my list, and I guess I, just because I would, I don't necessarily, my gut does not believe that this horse is going to be a great, like, you know, dominating horse during the Triple Crown season, but I know the horse is super classy. I know the horse is going to get a lot of opportunities, and I know the trainer is a great trainer, especially in Kentucky. So I went with Aeroforce.
I thought you, I wondered if anybody was going to pick him. Oh, by the way, Zulu is 60-1. And Aeroforce right now, I'm scaling for him here, hold on, is 20-1. So, okay, explain Aeroforce.
Well, I mean, I think everyone that follows racing knows a little bit about Aeroforce. You know, this is a horse that has been on turf his whole career until the last start. You know, finished 2nd the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf to a really, really good international horse just at the wire. Won the Dixiana Bourbon. And then won a maiden special weight at Kentucky Downs, all on the turf. Then last time out, they switched him to the dirt in the Kentucky Jockey Club. And it was, turned out sloppy, but, you know, he beat a horse, by the way, who I also have on my team, More Spirit. So he did it really, really impressively. But we know how turf horses are on slop and how they go to it. So, yes, he could be a great horse on dirt as well. But I feel like I'm going to kick myself if he comes out and runs on dirt and looks as like he has, because I know he's a very classy horse. I mean, you have to agree with that. This horse is one of the probably one of the classiest of all the 2-year-olds right now. Howdy takes the dirt. I'd kick myself if I had to basically outbid you in March for this horse that had been running so well. So I'm just going to take a chance in a horses that I, a lot of horses I don't believe in right now. So he's one that I at least have some belief in.
I actually really like it. The only negative thing about Aeroforce is his dirt win was over the slop. And sometimes turf horses really like the slop. So, you know, can he run on a, you know, on a fast dirt track? We don't know yet. But, the, I mean, the positives outweigh the negatives by a ton. So I think it's a great pick. Now, this is where – this is my last pick, and this – the last pick the whole draft. And this is where it gets tricky.
It's Mr. Irrelevant.
And I'll just tell you – it's between two horses. One horse is listed at 175-1, and one horse is not even listed on this whole thing, and they've listed like a, over 100 horses.
Oh, golly. All right.
But there's a catch to that one.
Oh, I'm with you. I know what you're thinking.
Here's the deal. I'll ask you, who is the best 2-year-old in the country, bar none? It's not even close.
Well, it's Songbird.
Exactly. Do I trust the connections that they're talking in November that they're not going to run in the Kentucky Derby? What happens when this horse goes out there and does crazy things against the Phillies. Maybe they don't run in the Derby, but maybe they run in the Preakness. You know, maybe, you know, they go to the Kentucky Oaks and they dominate and they go, okay, we're going to try the Preakness like Rachel Alexander.
Right.
That would be 100 points because I think Sombird would win the Preakness.
It's a tough one because you have to, basically you would take her and you would literally have her as a roster space the entire year because you couldn't do anything with her.
And I'm taking Songbird as my last pick.
All right. There you go. That tells you what you think of their connections.
I just think the temptation is going to be too much. And I know Rick Porter and what's happened with Eight Bells and this and that and the other and Hollendorfer and conservative, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry if you're out there in March and April and you've got a Philly that's just killing people and she's head and shoulders above these males, you're going to try it. I just don't think they can stay away from not at least trying, if not the Derby, the Preakness. And I think she's Rachel Alexander the second, and I think she'll win the Preakness or the Derby if they enter her in it. I've got to take a shot here. My other one was Unexplained, who I've liked since day one, but, you know, with so many Oakland horses already taken, you know, I hate to do that. And I could always try to, you know, claim him in March, but I cannot sit here and watch that horse run in the Derby or the Preakness, being Songbird I'm talking about now, and I don't have her because I just think she's amazing. So I've got to take her. So I'm taking a shot, you know. It's the last pick in the draft. Why not take a shot?
It's funny. Right before you picked, I said, you know, this is Mr. Irrelevant, but this is actually the Mrs. So
that's right.
You know how I feel about Songbird. I've been saying it before, you know, back in October that she was the best 2-year-old period, and so hey, I love it. And think of this, man. You've got on your team, you've got the 2-year-old filly and colt of the year.
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes that doesn't mean a whole lot, but in this case, I mean, in this case, at this particular moment, like if they're running a mile and a 16th, there's no doubt Nyquist would beat the boys, I think. And Songbird could beat Nyquist by about 4 lengths. So, yeah, I at a mile and a 16th, I've got the two best horses as far as this next crop coming up in the country. There's no doubt. But she may not run again the boys, so that may be a worthless pick. And Nyquist, when they get longer, who knows? But, yeah, as of right now, I've definitely got a dream team.
Yeah, you know, the thing about your team is – you basically have a team of four, and you're hoping the connections change their mind come May. I mean, really, because you can't do much with Songbird. You're obviously not going to drop her, and so you got to hold on to her and hope that she continues to dominate and that they decide, hey, you know, Derby is what we're thinking, or Preakness is what we're thinking, because you're right. That could win it for you. That she could be the kind of the secret weapon you pull out. You know, in May and in June. So I love it. She's a great horse. Last year I almost wanted to pick Take Charge Brandy in my fifth round as well, like you did with Songbird, because I thought, you know, we know Lucas and she's been great 2-year-old, just like Songbird 2-year-old of the year. You know, there might be a chance that they either run in the Derby or maybe run in the Rebel or something like that in Arkansas. So I get it. Songbird is head and shoulders above Take Charge Brandy, if you ask me. So, and you know, she can just kind of breeze her way through all the preps as far as the Oaks preps, and then jump in at the end and really not be tested, you know? So that's a big pro.
Yeah, I mean, I really think the path to the Preakness is going to be very similar to Rachel Alexander's path if they want to take that. She'll just dominate, fresh, have to run a huge race, probably win the Preakness, but she'll be ready to do it. So, and like I said, you know, hey, it may not matter. You know, she may never even run against the boys. If that's the case, that's the case, but it's worth a risk.
I like it. All right, let's run down the two teams here. My team, More Spirit, Mohe Man, Z Royal, Zulu, Aeroforce, Haltzman's team, Brody's Cause, Nyquist, Conquest Big E, Synchrony, and Songbird. Man, your team is really good. So here's the thing. We say that now, and I would say there's better than a 50% chance come March that we'll at least both have two, maybe three taken off our team. So,
I mean, this year, yeah, you know, last year I didn't drop anybody because I knew last year if American Pharoah didn't come through, I could beat you with the points I had at that moment of the
play. Yeah.
So I didn't want to lose any points. Of course, it, you know, didn't work out that way, but this year, yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be flip-flopping a lot. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Last year's Triple Crown Trail was so much fun because we had big stars everywhere. I think this one's going to be fun because it's going to be crazy and unpredictable.
Yeah, you know, and you know, hold your head up high there, buddy. You know, you definitely increased your score total from 2014 to 2015. So, you know, you just keep going with it. You'll get there. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. I so much appreciate you patting me on the back here. Yeah, it makes me feel real good.
Yeah, listen to me. I mean, just closed my eyes and got lucky with the Triple Crown guys. So maybe Songbird will win Triple Crown for you.
Well, she's good enough, but I don't know if they'll point her towards it. We'll just have to see.
All right, so we'll throw this we'll throw a poll on the post for this on the website racingdudes.com. Go check it out and vote for which team you like the best. Which team do you think is going to win? Basically, we'll also do posts and articles periodically throughout the year, updating results, numbers, what's going on with the competition. That's all the time we have. Check us out at racingdudes.com for our free picks and our simple plays available every day for Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, and Los Alamitos. We have best plays, value plays, race plays, Bet Mix Command Center, and products from Guaranteed Tip Sheet. There are many angles when it comes to picking winners. Let us help find yours. We're currently covering 17 tracks, all offering free picks, so check that out. We're on Twitter. Are we on Twitter? Are we still on Twitter?
I think we're still on there.
Okay, yeah, we're on Twitter at @race_dudes, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and Facebook. 17 tracks. I was kind of blown away. 17 tracks. That's about the low you're gonna find. Now we're kind of at the end of the lull of the season, and then once you know, give us a couple weeks, and we got Oaklawn and Santa Anita, and it's gonna get going. So, get ready for the track to get up, you know, 20 plus.
Yeah, this is like an off season for me. You know, 17 tracks. That's no big deal.
I'm Jared Welch. He's Aaron Alterman. Good luck this week.
RacingDudes.com for all of your leads. RacingDudes.com for all of your bets. RacingDudes.com as good as it gets.